Thank you, Edna. Doctor?
Mr. Chair, Vice Chair, members of the committee, thank you for the privilege of the floor. Hello, my name is Vicente Gracias, MD. Rutgers University does not take a position on scope of practice. But please listen to this next part. I have no conflict of interest, and let me list why. It may take a minute. I'm currently the Vice President of Health Affairs for Rutgers University. I'm the Senior Vice Chancellor for Clinical Affairs for Rutgers Biomedical Health Sciences. I'm a professor of surgery. Have been Dean of the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School before accepting the senior chancellorship role. I'm also a trauma surgeon. I've been boarded and fellowship trained in general surgery, trauma surgery, critical care medicine. I'm currently the medical director of the State Trauma System Advisory Committee for the governor. I founded the first pediatric trauma center in New Jersey. I was here caring for patients during Sandy. I've been caring for them during COVID. I'm the Rutgers point of contact for all things clinical and been leading the clinical response for COVID pandemic for the last 2.5 years. I've rounded in public and private hospitals alike during this pandemic. I've worked with health systems, trauma centers, the Department of Health, and anyone who stepped into the fray to help, to render care, often at the expense of their own health. I got COVID and kept caring, kept working, kept fighting, like so many of us. I've also lived in New Jersey for over 23 years. I've met a wonderful girl in Chicago, and we moved to New Jersey. We have raised 3 children in this state. All of us have been patients in New Jersey. I'm also the chair and led the Health Education Executive Committee for Rutgers Biomedical Health Sciences and lead the Rutgers Health Sponsoring Institution, which includes managing over 120 graduate medical education programs, over 1,500 residents and fellows training clinical programs across our state. I have and continue to manage interdisciplinary teams and interprofessional practices in several states for decades, including Penn and now Rutgers Health. I realize that the joint protocol for prescribing authority in New Jersey has failed to be eliminated in the past, but I'm hoping to lend a voice to see if it finally becomes a part of our past. There is no meaningful data in New Jersey that this somehow improves quality of care. No data that improves value of care. No data that at times as little as 1 single chart review per year, which the protocol allows, affects care delivery in any way, but there are legitimate growing concerns that it limits competition, limits opportunity, limits retention, and hampers our ability to hire the best. The best trainees, many of our graduates from Rutgers, avoid our state because of legislation that is viewed as barriers to autonomy, barriers to independent practice, seen as purely discriminatory. Our neighboring states, and mind you, our competitors for healthcare workforce needs, have already abandoned this kind of legislation to APN practice so they can hire. So we have to ask ourselves, why is it still here in New Jersey? Why has this become a discussion about picking between APNs versus doctors, picking between this fear and that fear, picking between this study or that study? Picking the way things are and the way they should be. I'm here to ask, why pick? Why pick sides? In the end, more providers will deliver more care, just like the docs. Their care delivery in New Jersey will be monitored by hospitals, care data tracked in New Jersey, and quality controlled in New Jersey by New Jersey, just like physicians. COVID has shown that we are stronger together. It has also shown us that disease doesn't care how a provider arrives at the bedside, but that they're at the bedside. We have seen great results when we support each other. Everyone working at the top of their license with as much autonomy as possible improves access to care, makes this access more equitable. This drives value and quality toward the patient. When we place the patient first, there is no sides. There are no choices but one. We need more caregivers in New Jersey. We do not have enough primary care docs. We do not have enough behavioral health docs. We do not have enough geriatricians. We just simply do not have enough. We have a growing workforce shortage and we need more providers. The patient needs more providers. This may have been a tolerable solution in the past, but if today, in this soon to be post-pandemic world, if anything keeps one provider from picking New Jersey to deliver care and they go to New York or elsewhere, our patients have not been served well. Our workforce gaps are too big and growing. I would plead with this learned body to remove every barrier possible and encourage APN and all other providers to come to New Jersey, to set up shop, to roll up their sleeves, and start caring for our patients, caring for our citizens, because in my book, they come first. I've always taught that if you put the patient first, you'll never be wrong. Let's invite them in and study that delivery here in New Jersey for New Jersey. Who can be against that? You have to ask yourself, why would anybody be afraid of that? In the end, the patients of New Jersey have and will always vote with their feet. Thank you for the privilege of the floor and the honor of speaking on the record.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate your comments. Any comments from the members? Any questions?
Yes. Excuse me, Chair.
Senator Durr?
Doctor.